Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Andrew Seidman.
You mentioned the advantage of not having to use pre-medication with Abraxane. Do we have any quantitative estimates about what fraction of patients have problems with pre-medication?
Yeah, I'm actually frequently quoting your survey, Neil. I think that when asked the question, how bothersome are steroids for your patients, I've seen surveys suggesting that about a quarter of physicians think that steroids do cause some significant problems for their patients. Having just completed my inpatient rotation and dealing with hospitalized patients with advanced breast cancer, steroids are clearly a double-edged sword. When you're struggling with advanced disease, steroids can have a real upside in many respects, improving breathing in the short term, energy, sense of well-being, reducing nausea. Certainly, steroids also have cumulative toxicities. In the adjuvant setting, steroids have their upside in that they are useful antiemetics alone and as adjuncts in combination with others. But the repeated administration of steroids, in some cases, particularly with weekly regimens, can also cut the other way. I think the toxicities that most of my patients would like to avoid with corticosteroids include insomnia, the feeling of being restless or even hypomanic for a few days. And this isn't all patients, to be sure. There are those patients who have borderline diabetes who suddenly are really hyperglycemic and need to pay attention to this with oral hypoglycemic agents or have insulin management who didn't have to worry about this previously. And for patients receiving more frequent steroid administration, even the development of proximal muscle weakness, steroid myopathy, Cushingoid changes less commonly can all be bothersome. So my own feeling is Abraxane gives us the opportunity to avoid the potential toxicities of steroids. And in the adjuvant setting, I think this is a good thing. Obviously, we don't have adjuvant data for Abraxane yet, but I think it's something to look forward to. In the metastatic setting, perhaps it may not be as big of an issue, since I think that we do use corticosteroids for many scenarios in metastatic disease, and there's some upside to them as well.